He wouldn't come. I could ask Peter. Doesn't come. Will I have him? I have a fierce with him anyway. We learn to say.
Oh, he's an extra?
Yeah. He comes 9 o'clock.
Wow.
I know. I have to. Okay, well, having said that, okay, so on that, you'd.
When did that again?
Okay, we spoke yesterday about what? We spoke yesterday about how you prioritize tefillah without losing sight of reality. That's what we spoke about yesterday. Let's go a bit further. Trying to understand a little bit more the connection, the unique connection between the generation that's living in Ikvus de Mashiach, that's us, Litfila. The generation, our generation, that's living in the end of days, whatever you want to call it. There's a uniqueness in that they are the connection, the gesher, the pathway between Olam Hazeh and Yemos HaMashiach. Kashe itzal for kol ha-limud ha-toyra. V'amaisim toim v'aschiyoit v'kol ha-yusurim v'mesiris nefesh shal kol doiris yachad. If you'll take together all the Torah and all the maisim toivim and all the merits and all the yusurim and all the mesiris nefesh of all the generations together from Avram Avinu all the way down. Alidei koyach kulam tavo gula. The gula will come as a result of all that koyach. If everything's ready for the gula, like we said before, it's already waiting for you. If you don't open the gate, it just ain't going to happen. You can't get through. It's all waiting. It's all prepared, but you need to open the door. The Navi says, it'll come through crying and tachanunim. And Chazal Dashin, she'ena golyos choizres ele de tefila. Chazal learned from that pasuk that the gula will only come via tefila. She sov sov called dova magia rak al yedei tefila. Because at the end of the day, we learned yesterday, nothing comes without tefila. And therefore, the gula will also only come via tefila as it was in Mitzrayim. It was already waiting to go. But it didn't happen until Vayishma Hashem Mesna Akosom. Because they said it. They must have been davening before, but Hashem wasn't hearing them because it wasn't called davening. Because it wasn't ready to be heard. It wasn't Na Akosom. We saw the Gemara there. What should a person do to become wise? He should spend lots of time sitting and learning and minimize his endeavors in the business world. There were plenty of people that did that, and unfortunately, they didn't. It's not enough to just sit and learn and might b'schoyre. You actually have to mevakish rachamim from the one who owns chochma. Shenema, ki Hashem yiten chochma v'vidas u'tvuna ma'ika mashmalan. Rashi, lamalei lameim lehu yarbe b'yeshiva ha'ol b'rachamim adov tolu. If it's all tolu on tefillah, then why do you have to be yarbe b'yeshiva? If you want to become wise, the Gemara says, sit and learn and be might b'schoyre. Yeah, but a lot of people did that and it didn't work. So what do you have to do? You have to mevakesh rachamim. Nu mevakesh rachamim, and I won't be yavi yeshiva. That's how Rashi learns pshat in the Maika Mashmalan. If it's tolo on tefillah, then I'll dab it. Then what do I have to sit and learn for? Ma be yavi yeshiva. Yavi yeshiva is not going to help. So then dab it. That's how Rashi learns the question. Lama leila meim elohu yavi yeshiva. Hoyul v'rachamim adob tolo. If it's all tolo on rachamim, so then what if the Yabi Yeshiva for? That's how Rashi learns the Maika Mashmalan in that Gemara. Dabaloha, Lo Sagi. My yasad and visasha, because it says without that it's not enough. You need both. My yasad and visasha. Yisav yitin beimuna. What should a person do to become wealthy? Do business beimuna. Take out a Shulchan Aruch, learn all the halachos dealing with business, and conduct yourself according to Shulchan Aruch when you do your business. Have also came veloy, you know, there were plenty that did that. Taka, there were plenty that did that. I haven't met one. There were plenty that did that, and they didn't help them. Eliyavakesh rachim mishayish shelosh shenema liya kesev liya zah. Mike Mashmalan. So then just David, what's the yisavitin beimona? The ha, the law, ha, law, sagi, because one without the other ain't enough. You need both. Ma'asiyadiveli bonim schorim ha, below, ha, law, sagi, same Gemara. You need both. Ein sham. I read the shosh matonis gedoilis, the three big gifts. There's a way in Kedusha to achieve all those three things. And we call Mokum. There were plenty of people that were Isaac in that Ishtadlis and weren't meritorious in that. Because what was missing was Tvila. The Tvila here, Maka Hapatish, Landogas Kola Brochus Kula. Tvila is the Maka Hapatish to attain all the Brochus. What do you mean, Adavant? We'll see. Imke and Mamod no Chutzil Moid is Sidre Vedacha Tvila. How important is it then? Urgently, critically important to learn the pathways and the orders of tefillah, to invest a lot of toil and effort in order to find the ways of tefillah. Because that's the gemar malacha, that's the end of all the avoider of all the attainments that a person achieves will be through tefillah. He was toiling and trying and all the shtadlus is in trying to achieve ruchnius and gashmus, says he's aknu b'nechus horin ha'tefillah. They're sitting there waiting because he wants to give it to you, but you didn't ask. What do you mean I asked? You have to learn how to do that properly. Who knows how many wonderful gifts are waiting at the Shara Shemayim? And are waiting for us to open up the door using the correct key for that particular door. All waiting. It's all there. You just have to know how to open the door and then it'll all fall on your head. So that's an interesting incentive. To be lashkir v'omul v'yegir. To understand the sugya. Base mina yitzoydus la'atzlocha b'avoydus atzfil hili shtadl bo b'derach gadlus v'aliyah. Very important this. I'll tell you what the problem with tefillin is. It's something we've been doing for a long time, and you get very used to it, and you get very habituated to it, and it becomes being yotzi machir, but David Shmonesra, David Mincha, David Mario, David. I was really in a pinch, no, so I asked Hashem to help me. Let's have a look and see a very important yosodia that we often miss. One of the foundations of success in this avoida tefillah is lishtadobo v'derech gadlus v'aliyah. Let's see what that means. Hainu lishtadu la'alot u'litkadem bo v'hadag shlav achar shlav. You have to approach the tefillah the same way as you approach your learning. Going up and up and up. Looking for gadlus, looking for another level, another darga. Bob la treira poshetu. Shamatara hi la'alus midarga achar medrega. In learning, everybody understands you have to try and go up and up and get better at it and good at it and learn more and understand more. Was that called covered or saved? That's the whole avoid. Share me lomit kamashanim. Somebody learned for a few years. But it's sort of moitzes atzmoi b'isa medrege b'havona. A person after 5-6 years, he's been learning. He goes to a shia, he's got a chavrusa, and he finds himself in the exact same place. Ba'amkus b'yedias ha'toyrek kamo ba'es shenichnas. He knows just as much, and he understands just as much, and he's learning with exactly the same tools and skills that when he walked in 5 years ago. The Kishaloni Akshav Ba'ene Ba'atzmoy Ba'ene Chaveiro, who considered a complete failure. You're paying a Rebbe to teach your kid, and 5 years later, the kid's holding exactly the same place he was when he started. You want your money back. Rightfully so. Nobody approaches learning Torah like that. Nobody goes off and studies to be a doctor, and in the first year, he's quite happy that in the seventh year, he looks like he did in the first year. You want to go to a doctor like that? You probably do, but anyway, that's not the point. Okay. Don't know who your doctor is, so I'm not insulting anybody anyway. We have to approach a tefillah with the same attitude. No one approaches tefillah with that attitude. Not no one. You yechidim. You daven because you got a daven and you daven. But 1 second, you're davening the same as you did when you were a six-year-old. Okay. And Hashem Yasmin, he knows what I'm talking about. Kaina dover v'tefillah gam bo tzarich la'alotu litkadem ulegodol miyoyim liyoyim mizman mizman mishan and mishan. There's to be an increment in one's levels of tefillah. He davens like a beginner. It is more with your bet. When he gets to Shia Bet, hopefully his learning's gone up a level and his davening's gone up a level as well. Got to be a different tefillah, got a different level, the same as your learning different. It's got to be a completely, you understand that somebody who's in Shia Gimel not learning like a Boch in Shia Aleph, it would be embarrassing. A tefillah as well. We should not feel it. Night says, there's sparks of fire burning in him to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kach m'shana l'shana, from year to year, yeilech v'yigadol b'toyru b'tfilah. That's how it's supposed to be. Alba yameinu, kam aluv hamatzah. He's talking to the Bochrim, but we're talking to us. Dead. He goes up there, he's the Talmud Chochem already. Alavai hasn't got worse. It's not better, but Alavai hasn't got worse. Why? We're not making Aisek out of Tefillah. Who's striving in Tefillah? Yeah, but you're striking in tefillah. Said the words, at least I concentrated in Shmoneh Esrei. When we say Hashem shall ignite binyanim, alaylos medreges, im lo nosim leiv lezeh velo nargish es chashivas adonah. How are you going to build anything? How are you going to achieve anything? How are you going to do anything? You don't pay attention to this problem. But Dama Romans Beposuk Dixibu Nevechanetza. The Yisrei Fez Beis Hashem. Vez Kol Beis Godel Sorof Ba'esh. Says in the Posuk of Melachim, the Yisrei Fez Beis Hashem, he burnt the house of God. Vez Kol Beis Godel Sorof Ba'esh. And the whole great house was burnt by fire. Chazal tell us in the Gemara in Megillah, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Chad am amokim shemagadlin bo teire, v'chad am amokim shemagadlin bo tefillah. The one bais is referring to the place where they grew in teire, the other one was where they grew in tefillah. And they come all bais shem midrash, humokim legadl bo teire, ken bais atfillah humokim lizgadl bo tefillah. The Beis HaMidrash you go because you want to grow in learning. The Beit Knesset you go to, a Beis HaTfilah you go to grow and steig in Tfilah. The Kamru Chazal al Tfilah. Dvorim ha'indim beruma shel olam. What is Tfilah? It's something that stands at the heights of the universe, at the pinnacle of the cosmic existence. Ubnei Adam azalzin behen, and people denigrate that, people push it aside, they don't recognize the importance of it. What is that? Tefillah. When I vada shev shalol adam shegiel roim shaloyla mibli lishtamish besulam amobil l'sham. You want to climb to the top of the heavens, you have to use the step ladder. that's built for that journey. If you're going to stand at the bottom of the ladder and, you know, walk around it a few times every day, and every now and again, you'll peer heavenward with enormous yearning. You're not going to step onto the ladder and start climbing one hard step at a time. You keep just walking around and looking up and, you know, sort of trying out the first rung, you'll get very old and you'll still be standing on the ground, walking around the ladder. Another important thing that most people make a mistake about. Now, there's a very, very big trap waiting for us. Once you've bought into what he's just said, yeah, you start thinking, okay, so I also want godless in tefillah. So what's that about? Well, that's about godless Adam, Taras Halev, Kedusha, Kiruv and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to start purifying yourself. You have to start meditating. You have to start becoming sort of more holy. Tos Godel to think like that. It's true that when a person starts dabbling with very high, elevated, transcendent levels, these are the things that will hold you from achieving back greatness. But we're on our level, where we're holding, and we want to start going up the ladder of tefillah. First, you have to acquire the tools of tefillah. You want to become a professional davener, you need to first take a toolbox and start filling up the toolbox with the correct tools. It's no good being holy and pure and you don't know what the heck you're doing. You're using an electric drill to knock in a nail and you're using a hammer to fix a flat tire. It's great. And you're the purest, holiest person in town, but you haven't got the tools right. You have to acquire umanus. To acquire this profession, to become a professional davener, that requires an investment of time and consistency. A smarter. Hergel vavoida kashe umaisis requires habituating yourself to very difficult work. A maisa, aloch la maisa. Gomola bilimana taira. Limudat Torah is exactly the same. You can sit and go to the mikveh 1,000 times and be as purified as you want. If you don't sit down and toil and shvit over a daf gemara, you're not going to get anywhere. You're not going to get anywhere in Limudat Torah. Daf api, the madregas haTorah, ayma madregas shel yoynes amitis. Aval haderech lalo is besulam aliyah b'Torah, ken hi b'ika al yedei omul v'yegir. How do you get to a certain point where those things become important? The kedusha, the Taras Salev in one's learning, but on our level, you have to sit down and start learning. You have to learn the God of Gemara. You have to start habituating yourself to correct thinking. What's a correct swara? Knowing what's not a good swara. Until you start learning the way of thought processes that the Torah teaches you how to think. Then you can start worrying about purifying and Taras Halev and becoming holy. And of course, you have to get advice. And you have to learn from the ones that have mastered this already. No one taught themselves how to play the violin. Maybe a few, you know, there was the Vilna Goyim, you know, he managed to kind of do most of it on his own. But those are Yechidim. There may have been some great prodigies that taught themselves how to play the violin, but usually they're teachers. And their fingernails bled before they learned how to play. And in order to become great, they trained and trained and trained. Isaac Stern used to practice 8 hours a day. 8 hours a day. He was already the world's greatest violin. But he practiced 8 hours a day. It requires effort.
You
So this is very hard and it's very difficult and long. So I'm not going to start. The door's not locked. You can leave whenever you want. Oh, because it's so hard. Who would even start doing such a thick, silly thing? It's kind of davening. I'm Yotzi Tefillah. What I have to go to? You're talking about like real tough stuff. Yeah. Who's got the koyachos for that today? Ika Tefillah shulahargish. Shaimed lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'metzias shulahargish kirvosoi. Ika Tefillah is to feel real that you're standing in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'metzias and to feel his closeness. That's what it's all about. This is the pinkest of the whole Torah, these three lines. To know that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you see this table? The table's real. That's how Kodesh Baruch Hu has to be. Real. That's what he used to say. That Hashem becomes a reality no less than all the other realities. It takes a lot of practice until it becomes part of your natural dynamic. All the other spiritual foundations that a person has to in Tefillah, that a person has to habituate himself to, like the Mesillas Yesharim explains, v'zeh l'shoyne b'perek yutes. When a shleisha dvarim tzarek shistaka la'adam v'yizboinem hativ. Three things a person has to look at and think about them well. G'deshiagir el zois hayira. In order to achieve this thing called yira. Echad. That's the first halach in Shulchan Aruch. I have to start digging deep into Yeridaya. Right at the beginning of Aruch Chaim, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tomit. That's your mission statement, and you're going to be busy with that for the rest of your life. Because that's not something that a child can do, and that's not something you're going to do in one day. They're going to take a lot of work. But that's the first thing the Mesidus Yesharim says. Your eyes don't see him. Mesidus Yesharim tells you, this is the most difficult thing to paint a picture, to understand in the mind of a person, a correct picture. None of your five senses are going to help you with this. Someone who is a bal seichel nochen, whatever that means. But ma'at his boinenus, with a little bit of thinking. V'simas leiv and paying attention. You can establish in your mind the truth of this matter. Eichu bo v'noise v'noise ma'amish imoiz baruch. Your mamash, so the little bit of his point in this, but what do you need before that? You need a seichel yosher, the seichel nochem. Sorry. Ulofonov who mitchanen umiito yumavakish. I'm talking to Hashem, and he's the one that I'm asking. That's who I'm having my dialogue on, my interaction and my going back and forth. That's with Hashem, and he's real. Hashem's listening. You're not just spitting out Tehillim. The Tehillim 2 months ago looked very different to the Tehillim today. You say Tehillim because you have to say Tehillim today. And the Chiddush of the Tehillim when we started saying it 2 months ago. Just spill out the words. It requires constant attention. It's one of the four things that needs constant Chizuk. It's hard to find today as well when you talk to somebody that's actually listening to what you're saying. You're learning with your chufrus. He hasn't heard one word you've said. And he's slogging you up already. After the messages themselves, you've established this in your das. Then you have to meditate about Hashem's awesomeness. That Shara Bechina teaches you how to do that. He's way beyond anything you can praise him for. Probably that's number two, yeah. He doesn't exactly do his numberings very well. Roman numeral four. Okay. Roman numeral four. His shleimus is greater than anything you could ever imagine in your life. You'll stretch the boundaries as far as you want to go. Hashem just starts there. Well, it's Sarah she's boinen. I'll shiftless the order of pichusoisoi, nefichumreisoi vegasusoi. Then you have to recognize who we are in relation to that awesomeness. Physical and crude. And add to that all the sins we've done. Person trembles when he thinks who he's standing in front of and he's talking. So that's a pella. Because with all of that, with his greatness and my smallness, oh wow, does he give me a lot of time and attention and love and caring and importance? You don't have to book an appointment. He gave instructions to his staff that whenever you arrive, they must let you in. You know that Rav Chaim Kanievsky, we used to stand in queues. I don't know if you remember the queues by Rav Chaim Kanievsky. It was a friend of mine. I don't know why, but Rav Chaim had a soft spot for him. And the instructions were given. You know, there were the armed guards. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, to get to Rav Chaim, you know, you have to have a lot of patience and standing on those stairs for hours, whatever. There was a certain year when he arrived, Rav Chaim said, you let him in whenever he wants. That's me with Hashem. Yeah, there are a lot of people lining up to see Hashem. I just walk straight in whenever I want. Lord, say appointment. If you take a number and wait, whenever you want, you just walk in. But when he's so big and I'm so, what is it? And he wants to hear you from you, and he wants to, and he can't wait for you to visit him. He's platzing for you to visit him. Wow. Pella, no? Thinking about that can also make you feel great. To achieve this, much more than you need to purify your mind and your heart, you need to think about this all the time. The Siddur Shom himself says, no benefit in learning the Siddur Shom if you just learn it once. It requires going over and over and over, a little bit at a time. The Chazon Ish managed to spend 3 weeks learning the first Mishnah of Shemitah. Interesting, 3 weeks. Learning the first Mishnah in Shemitah. So we have time to spend, take 5 minutes a day, however much you've got, to think about this, haggle oneself about it, and do it. You can't do it in the times you have set aside for tefillah. Because when you're davening, you have to be davening. That's not the time we'll see when we deal with the next chapter. You're going to deal with preparation. Preparing for tefillah isn't during tefillah. There you have to daven. Preparing for tefillah is before tefillah. But you go over it again and again. You become so habituated that when you come to daven, whichever of the davenings you're doing, you're standing in front of Hashem. I'll just steal 2 minutes. I just want to get to the next page. It's my OCD. See, I don't like leaving a line at the bottom of the page. It's just something that I don't like. But again, come on, limud ha-Torah. Same as in Torah. You learn and you go over and you over and you chazer again and again and again. So to betfilah. We're going to learn the sugya of tefillah bebekias. That knowledge, that broad knowledge of tefillah, will acquire for us many, many, many good tefillahs. That's Hashem. Tomorrow, we're going to learn some Arizal, so you might want to go to the mikveh before you come. That's a good tefillah. What did I do with my chip?
Exactly.
No, but where's the one I had?
I have no food.
Thank you.
Want to know?
Yes. Rambam Tzitzel said about this sefer that it's the greatest sefer written on tefillin in the last many generations.
Wow.
It's so great that the moment we finish the sefer Nevad, we immediately start again from the beginning. Rav Michal Yudas said that if he could, he would machav everybody to carry a copy of the sefer in his tefillin bag. But that's Rambam Tzitzel. And he knew about tefillin, Rambam Tzitzel. The greatest sefer written on tefillin in the last many generations. Wow. I want to make a copy of this. No, I wanted to show it to Shmuel.